can't advance. It was taken out of their sewer out there. So I think...
They broke that too?
Yes, sir. And then Bud suffered some losses down on his tool shed. So, looks like that's going to be a problem with where we located that and no security out here. So we didn't have a meeting in July, and so the last minutes that I had was back in June. What I'd like for you to do is you want to go these minutes and see if everybody...
Yeah, there you go. I got copies for everybody.
Well, and I pass these around, take a look at them, and I'll give you a chance to just throw that one over to me.
Well, anyhow, to rehash June, we had we went over the Treasury report, and it looks like we're doing okay on that, on the money. Some would like a little more, but I think we're all right. We talked about the Lumberton Air Show. The sink, did it ever get done?
No, I brought that old one back in since the other one.
Okay. All right, and I brought in some plywood for Gary to work on the sign.
And that won't work, so I got some more.
Oh.
Got some more.
Okay. Dwayne, did you do anything with the tent tops?
No, I hadn't. I didn't know that fell on me, to tell you the truth.
Oh.
I must have missed that.
Okay. All right.
So, you measured the tops and so that we can replace them.
I looked in the Harbor Freight.
Right.
They have the silver canvas, which is, they got three different grades. The silver one is the middle one. And for the size, it's just a little bit smaller than what those measurements were. They're, I think, like $29 a piece. But I don't know if they would have all the as many holes in it as we need, but right. You can buy grommets and put them in. I think I got the book in the truck. We can look at it later. I'll show it.
What happened with the canvas?
They got caught in a storm at the Lumberton.
And a wind storm,
Let's go ahead and go to the minutes, and then we'll break all that down and go ahead and get that finished afterwards.
All right. Well, everybody knows we've got our own, we own our own domain name and stuff now. We talked about that last meeting. Sometime this summer, we're supposed to have a cookout. I don't know when that's going to be.
It was postponed from August until September.
It was? Okay. Well, we might want to put that in today's minutes so that we can remember.
Is that the chapter function?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be...
So there's only about five of us here in the July meeting.
That's right.
And so we just said that no one's going to be in a position to prepare for any responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So automatically, as those present, they just said, let's move back to September or further. And that's where it was left.
Right.
Okay.
Tom, did you get the electric put out in
there? Yeah,
shed?
Out and functioning.
Is that it? And nobody stole it?
No, it's amazing.
They didn't steal the compressor either.
Didn't take the compressor or the battery charger.
And I guess, Russell, I guess you're feeling a little better now, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
Thanks.
We had noted that you weren't feeling so good last time. I think it was the move to Surfside, wasn't it, that caused that?
Well, I think it's on medication.
Oh, good. All right. The only other thing was Jim having his ear tube in here. And that was it.
Okay, as far as accepting minutes, there was some contention on some of it. As far as some of the items on there, do you want to make any corrections to the minutes?
I make a motion to be accepted.
Second.
So be it. Okay, there was the treasurer's report and since this is going to be his last.
This is my swan song.
This is his last one.
Okay, as of the 18th of August, yesterday, the checking account, the balance on deposit, 13 July, the balance on deposit was $1,074.67. I issued a check to Ori Electric for 2054 on the 31st of July, and as of yesterday, the book balance was $1,054.53. Heady cash. 13 July, on hand, we had $115.62. 15 July, the soda fund gave us $2.50 more. The meeting donuts cost $10.02. Our current cash on hand is $108.10. And this is my last submission as treasurer of the chapter. And I wish the chapter success and growth in future years. Now, I've compiled for the offices. Give one to Dwayne, and one to Jim, and one to Dennis. This is to give you some idea of what our fiscal responsibilities and recurring obligations are. On the 1st of October, a check in the amount of $300 made out to Earl L. Shaw is due and payable, and the current year payment number 9, this is our 9th year on the lease. Okay, number 2, real estate and personal property tax for the chapter building only, payable not later than 31 December of the current tax year. The bill is made out to Earl L. Shaw, but mailed to the chapter. I was receiving it at my personal mailbox in Little River. Therefore, an updated mailing address must be forwarded to Horry County Treasurer's Office, and you have the address, citing where do you want the tax bill, which will be due out the 1st of October, forwarded. And it cites the parcel and necessary numbers. 3, Plantation Federal Bank account. It's a checking account. And the address, P.O. Box 3848, Pawleys Island. For deposit, monthly statements, it's recommended a change in bank to a facility with more branch offices. And if you're going to be the treasurer, you may want to use the one you use for personal and business.
Yeah.
Or someplace like BB&T where there's branches all over the Eastern Carolinas.
I'll use Conway Bank. Anybody
well,
have any?
However you want, you can transfer it. Now, the reason we were at Plantation Federal is when Maran took over as treasurer back in 2099, she used Plantation in conjunction with the businesses, so it was easy for her. Okay, number 4, Falcon Insurance Agency. This firm provides liability coverage that is required by the master lease, in addition to the insurance provided by EEAA headquarters. It's usually due and payable not later than 31 December of the current year. This year, 2005-2006, the premium was $550. That's a 10% increase over the previous year. And the way insurance is going, I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see it up another 10% when the invoice comes in. Hopefully it won't, but I wouldn't be surprised. Number 5, chapter insurance usually received by the chapter secretary and paid by the treasurer. This includes the chapter dues to EAA headquarters as well as the premium for the chapter liability policy for special events. And it's recommended that the proper changes of mailing addresses and principles involved be made available to people in paragraphs 2, 3, and 4. Also, Ori Electric. The account has listed a change in address from my P.O. box in Little River to President Smith's residential address was made in conjunction with the payment of the July electric bill on 31 July. So the Ori Electric will come to you. and you can work out with Dwayne on paying it. I'll go through the mechanics when we can get to the side. And the last page is, again, my perennial resubmission of termination. Oh, that's my copy. You got yours. Or did you get a copy?
No, I didn't get one.
Okay, that's it. Effective today. And that is the Treasury report.
Count how much off property taxes?
Last year they were
$168.
Approximately. I've got the file in there. I'd have to dig it out. So you're doing a little mental arithmetic. Last year, EAA went up 10% on their insurance, liability insurance. The annual dues remained at $40 a chapter. I think we issued a check in the neighborhood of around $280 to the EAA. So $280 there, $300 to Shaw's, $580, and $550 is $1,100. And taxes on the property puts you at a $1,200 to $1,300 ballpark, of which right now we are somewhat short, but unless you want to deposit the petty cash into the bank account, but that's foolhardy, especially when you need to buy gasoline and other items around here. Well, yes, dues are due and payable as of the 15th of October. But look around. You've got 13 people here, and 13 times 50 is only going to bring you $650.
And two of the 13 have paid lifetime.
That's true. So bring it down to $550. So whatever profit you're going to be working with is what you're going to generate in the fly-in, the 4th of November.
In addition also to what we donate on the
Donating just keeps petty cash fund solvent.
Okay.
When it gets above $100, I normally, like it was $200 at 1 month, I just wrote a check and deposited into the checking account. There's no point in having $200 sitting around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That petty cash is just what it's for. It's for a slush fund. So, and the overview of this is, you get a social group that's operating on a shoestring budget but a champagne taste.
But they're nice people.
Well, that may well be, Russell, and I'll concur 100%. But the growing potential is zilch. And the attrition potential is, you know, always on the horizon. So it's either increase the membership, increase the dues, or find some way of getting a sustained yielding income for the next 6 years, because that's what's remaining on the lease.
Have we accepted the Treasury report?
I make a motion. Second.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to make a comment that added to the exception of the Treasury report, that a note of thanks to Tom for his faithful service over the many, many years and keeping things solid here. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, believe me, I enjoyed doing it. Because we reached a point in time where it's not going to be practical for me to continue. And, I've been in the seat now since inception in 98.
Yeah, but you do such an outstanding job.
Well, that's...
Absolutely.
I appreciate hearing it, but I'd like to think that I'm just one cog in that big wheel. And I'll be glad to give whatever help I can give to Dwayne and to Smitty and to Dennis. You're going to have to pick up the ball and run with it. You're younger than we are. I'm 76. Okay. It may not seem like much to you, but that's a lot of summers.
I'd like to make one comment. I sure appreciate you being here, and I know it's going to be almost impossible.
Matter of fact, I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to try to make it all work, keep the gears greased. And I also think that we really seriously are going to have to consider bringing the dues up a little bit, because I don't see any other way that it's going to float without us struggling.
Well, that'll have to come up in the form of a motion.
Right.
But I've just thought about that, too. You know, each meeting, let's put it this way. The kitty produces in the neighborhood of anywhere from $40 to $60. Okay? If you even increased your dues $10 a month, $10 a year, that would bring in an extra $120 a year somewhere down the line.
Mr. Press.
Yes.
I'll make a suggestion. $40, $50 a month doesn't do much for us. If we would make a contribution, each and every person here, of $50 to $100 once a year, we would not have to raise the dues. It would not be a deterrent to new membership. Although I believe if we lowered the dues, it would be more attractive to new members because we're not competitive with other chapters. I'm going to challenge everybody here to make a contribution of $50 a day. Right to the next meeting.
Yeah, that sounds better.
$50.
That will get us over the hump, and we'll stop all the debate and conversation down the road. Just solve the problem.
$50
isn't that much.
So why don't we add to that $50 in conjunction with your annual dues?
Well, that's in addition to the annual dues.
Well, you're going to annual dues are due the 15th of October, payable by the 15th of November.
Well, that's just unfortunate. So.
Well, we've got enough money to carry us through dues time. I'm just saying, make it easy on the membership. Let them either pay two increments of $50, one for dues and one for call it an assessment.
I see we already had once in the back meetings on this that we challenge everybody. I think Russell, you and I, it's $10. If just donate $10 on the meeting, you know, the kitty fund, that'd be about the same thing. There's still more money than I think what you're saying. If you, everybody just...
Are we getting the $10 up?
Not quite.
If we give $50 a day a piece, we jumped over that hump. We've got a cushion. Anybody object to giving $50?
What do you mean by $50 a day? You mean $50
a year?
A year.
One-time donation.
Yeah, a year.
$2 left here.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's easy. I mean, that ain't no
that won't hurt anybody.
But I mean, $50 might not be enough.
Well, if you ask for donation, people, if somebody here can't afford it,
yeah,
I'll get them to increase their dues on them. They can't afford it.
That's right.
You know, if they can't afford it, then they're just going to stop coming and pay that.
But we don't want that. And that's a contribution.
And as far as I'm concerned, if we got a member that would come up and say, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
You're still a member, as far as I'm concerned, you want to come.
Yeah.
If you can't afford it.
But I will say one thing. Probably $10 a meeting, which is more than $50 a year.
Yeah.
It's so probably easier on the average person to do.
But each one of us giving that extra money doesn't solve the problem. The problem is we need more members.
Well, that's right.
And so that's where the pressure should be.
Right.
Reaching out. Any one of us can email Oshkosh, and they'll give you a total list of all the EA members in this whole state. And you can weed through that, well, I did once, and just take the zip code area, and they will give you just a zip code of those people in this area. And those can be sent out a contact here. I mean... Mm-hmm. I did it once, but I didn't even do it up here far enough. There's a lot of people, and I've met three of them,
that live within 5 or 10 miles of here and don't come here, okay? And I'm sure some of you know that. One of the guys sprays the vegetation up here. But anyhow, and another one was going to learn to fly, and another one's flying. So there's people around. We just have to try to contact them or do something. But for us to just jump in, fine, we may want to do that one time to get us over the hump. But we need a different member. So I'm 76. I'm 76. You know.
You're old.
Yeah, well, me too. Yeah,
there's Eddie. Yeah, so you guys are here.
We're just kids now.
Tarna's in his 80s, yeah. And he's not able to attend the meetings anymore. So.
Well, listen, it's easy to say, all we need is membership. I'll ask a question. How many people sitting here today have asked anybody in the last 30 days to come and join the meeting?
Yes.
We got 12, 13.
Try 60 days and then we'll be able to...
In the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I met a fellow in the Little River Park post office parking lot with an EAA sticker on the back. And I challenged him, I approached him, I should say, and informed him that we were a viable chapter. Where are you? Well, I'm out of Green Seat. Where's that? 40 miles northwest on Highway 9. Well, I'm not interested. And that was flat refusal.
Yeah.
That was...
Well, that's good. We can't use it.
No,
it's hard.
He's saying something. And the point is, we're in no position to do anything about it.
Well, everybody can't be the salt of the earth like the 13 that are here on today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's because most of us, not the original handful.
Yeah, but for what we want to do, we can't be down where the people are at. So, I mean, that's not an option. You can't be around anymore.
Not anymore.
I'm not familiar with any other chapter that has the facilities that we have here at the price that's been made available to us.
That's right. There aren't too many chapters that got their own, except Virgo's got
it. I'm going to say, if we're really interested, an extra contribution of $50 a piece, I don't believe we'll hurt anybody. If it does, just don't give it.
I think, Russell, we got two things here. I think your thought is very good. Let's see if we can make some sort of arrangement to take care of the immediate thing, and then also work on this other. Maybe we could send out letters, you know, get this listing, send out letters, follow it up, something like that. But we're not going to do this addition to the immediately, but we do need the other immediately. In other words, we should make a sound first, and then see if we can increase it so that we cut down our problem, because we'll have this same problem and if we don't do something in another year and a half, whatever.
Yep. Yeah, but we're not critical on the money yet, right? It's going to be...
No. You're critical after the 1st of November.
Yeah. We're on November.
Don't close the barn door after the horse is gone.
Right.
Well, the other thing, Dennis, you have everyone here of the people that usually are attending these meetings, and it's easier to get some sort of an agreement or whatever from us, you see. That's
right.
Well, how much money are we talking about, Tom, the difference that we're going to have to make up after November?
As it stands right now, I'm estimating $200.
Okay.
That should be taken care of with present audience. If they all bring their dues in not later than the 15th of November, we're solvent for another year. And anything you make on the Paul fly-in is assets towards next year.
Okay.
But it's going to continue to be the same problem. We don't have a reserve.
It's a reoccurring problem.
Amen.
Yes. So we're
is
still...
Is it a year that we didn't have this problem?
Not a year that I knew of. I've been here.
Well, we've always made it.
Made it every year. So
yeah, far. I think we'll make it this one.
Well, the only year we didn't have this problem was 97. Because we were having gratis facilities over at North American School of Aviation, and we built up a treasury that covered the erection of the building. Because
yeah.
We paid out for the erection of this building out of in-house funds, we paid out better than $6,000. And there was no need for levying assessments. But that's because we had free rent and a heck of a larger audience.
Yeah. What we can do is just try to make sure we get out of our dues in by October. Or for the following year.
Does anybody object to giving $50?
I don't. That's myself.
I don't.
Then I'll put the first $50 on the table.
Well, wait till after the meeting because we got to do some bookkeeping here. I say just hold off for the next meeting and produce it.
Hell, I'd be dead.
Well, okay, well.
You
ain't got $50 now.
Too long.
I ain't shut the door yet.
Too long.
I want to transfer these funds so that there's nothing in, you know, loose ends. Let's do it right.
Okay, well, to get back on track, then, we kind of got a straight there. I guess some of this is old business that we're banging up. It's classified as old business because news is just a. And the funds is always recurring old business. But is there anything else that people want to bring up? There's several items. Like, I got the, we're trying to go ahead and fix that today with what we got and see if that works. I brought back in that old one.
The sink?
Yeah. So let's go ahead and put it up and see if it doesn't leak. We'll just use that for the time being.
Isn't that broken?
Well, we got to check. I checked it on the inside really good. The outside on the bottom looks like it's cracked, but the inside looks like it's still good.
Okay.
So I think that that'd still be serviceable.
Okay.
Let me break in. The original sink, should be a spare down in the South 40.
We're going to go and look
three.
For it.
Huh?
We're going to go
had three.
Yeah, right.
We looked for that one, didn't we? And we couldn't find it down there.
Me and you went and looked.
Yeah, I looked around and beat around the bush and dug up the leaves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was odd, you know, seeable. It looks like something.
Well, they may have used it for something else.
Bird. Time has a way of doing that.
Well, I did bring some more plywood in that will work for the sign out there, and I'm just going to go ahead and buy the letters and screw onto the sign after I get it. We could just go back with red letters on there. Because I'm going to paint the thing white. We can use red or black. What's y'all's preference for that?
Red.
Red, okay. Well, I'll go ahead and pick those up, some nice large ones that I can just screw onto it.
We also need a tractor fix. One tractor won't run.
You know what's the problem with that?
I know. If I knew, I would have fixed it.
It wasn't fuel
or nothing like that. No, it just wouldn't fire at all.
Yeah, it was running. When we put it in the shed, it wouldn't run. So whatever happened from the time we shut her down until we got it.
Yeah, I drove it in there. Next time I went to run it, it wouldn't start. It's
probably a loose wire.
It wouldn't fire at all.
It turns over, but won't.
Oh, yeah,
right. But it won't start.
Yeah.
I had a jumper cable.
Did you look at that after?
Yes, I'll take a look at it. I don't know if I can do much today, but I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, kind of.
I did bring a tool truck.
And up on the wall is the two ventilators and a pattern for installing them on that shed in the summertime. When you open that shed, if there's gasoline inside, it's strong. And just the minimum ventilation will help.
Yeah. You can do that right away.
And Dwayne and I discussed fixing the door so it reduces its tamper-proof or reduces its ability to be tampered.
Is there anything else on old business that anybody wants to bring up? Moving on to new business then. Okay, on old business then. Gene, were you going to check on that? I don't know if your name was mentioned on there. I don't know how your name whether you volunteered or not, but y'all going to check on that and go ahead and on those tear tops. so we can go ahead and purchase those.
I can do that.
We'll look it over
and see what you think of it.
Yeah.
This stuff isn't heavy enough.
No, it isn't.
But
we need to go back to the canvas type.
Yeah.
The silver top seems to be a lot better than that blue stuff.
And that's what they have. And I have one at home that I had bought for around the house, you know, for tugging leaves and stuff. And it seems, it looked to me like it was the same stuff as what was on there before. I'm not sure.
I had looked in my master catalog of that company, and I hadn't seen anything for replacement canopies exactly the same size. What I was thinking about was calling them and seeing if they didn't have replacement canopies and find a price out in the next meeting. I can make that available.
All right.
I just had so much on my plate last month that I must.
Yeah, I don't know what size.
I mentioned I was doing that.
I didn't know what brand make that thing is.
No, but it doesn't really matter because they're all pretty generic.
Uh-huh.
And the size, they've got them at Harbor Freight. And just about all of them are the same size, 10 by 20.
Yeah.
As long as we get the grommets and heavy enough material, we should be all right.
So you want to drive over to the one over in, what is it, Dillon?
It's not much of a drive. Well, we could make a call ahead to make sure we have something to drive over there for.
Yeah, if you want to do that, I'll ride over with you. If you decide you want to do that, we'll go ahead and get those. Okay. Anything else, like on new business that anybody wants to bring up?
Fuel.
Yeah, we got to get some fuel. We're going to have to get some diesel fuel for the, I think the auto was confiscated or stolen.
Fuel. I'll bring diesel fuel tomorrow. And I'll bring a tractor to mow this. But what I'll probably do is run over it with the large mower and then go over it with my Honda afterwards after I rake the plugs up. Because it's going to be a mess.
Is the runway grown up also?
It should be. It's only been 3 weeks, isn't it, since I mowed it? I mowed it just before I went on vacation, which was 3 weeks ago.
It'd be too high. Now, I didn't drive out. I was going to drive a truck out there, but
This is 3 weeks growth.
I know.
From Jim and I did.
It was about this much grass out here last week when I came out. It was raining when I came out, so I just stopped at the gate and looked. And I thought, well, there'll be no problem. It'll be good for another week. I can't believe how fast it grew.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got a motor that I can bring over here to help. 6 foot diesel.
You want to do that?
Well, the thing is, I can't bring it. I mean, I don't have a trailer. I can't carry it. It's too wide for my trailer. I got a 5 foot trailer, but it ain't going to fit that 6 foot mower on there. So when I bought it, I had to have the dealer bring it out because I don't have a trailer. So if anybody's got a trailer, I'd be more than happy to bring it over here and use it. But I just need a hand there.
So it's 6 feet wide?
Yeah.
What is it? On the back of a tractor, like a woods mower? Or?
It's a Kubota diesel mower. You know,
CTR,
zero turn rated.
Oh.
CTR.
Turn. But 6 foot wide, wow, that is a big
So if you had a trailer without sides on it.
Yeah, a trailer without sides would work too. My problem is all my trailers, I got two trailers, both of them's got sides, and they're less than 6 feet wide.
Yeah, I think mine are too.
That ZTR or Modus, I mean, if we had three ZTRs like this one, you could mow this probably in about 2 hours.
Because
it will fly. If it's level, I'm telling you, and if it had wings, it'd take off. Okay? It moves. Okay? But it's just getting it over here. It ain't far, but I can't drive it.
Then you said you plan on being over here in the morning?
Yes.
About what time?
Early. If I got to feed the horses, it'd be not much earlier than 9:30 probably. I'm pushing it. I got a herd of cats that expect to be fed. I don't know where they came from, but my wife's been feeding them, so I can't starve them, I guess. She's on vacation right now. But I should be here by 9:30 latest.
Okay.
Let me see. I can start them.
I'm looking for live traffic.
Depend on me to feed them. Just go on and do whatever you got to do. Just depend on me to feed them.
You want to come over tomorrow, too?
If I could get
that. Well, don't ring their necks because something will write a letter to the other.
I got two flat tires.
I had a bet with Irene that they wouldn't take three or four days to get a complaint. By God, it's in there today.
Come in slowly on mine.
The bear that's got the.
I don't want to be out here doing a lot of bush hogging with that thing bouncing all over the place. And then also I have a problem.
Better the bear got him than the alligator.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a trailer for mine. But I got to have time to do it.
I
don't know where to do it.
Somewhere. Oh, I see. I feel no point to do it.
Well, you're going to just... I'm going to come over and help you.
Over here.
I'm going to turn you.
Okay, let's speed this up because I got to do some work with Dwayne on money matters. And I want to get off in the corner with him.
Any more new business? Well, what I'd like to do is this time, I got a couple guests that came in too, and I got a young gentleman over here. And your name?
George Barker.
George?
Yes.
Are you a gentleman I talked with on the phone?
Yeah, about 10 months ago now.
Okay.
From Southport.
Yeah, you're with the club that's up there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I really appreciate you coming by. I was wondering if you were going to come today or not.
I may.
But this is George. He's from the Southport Club.
Hey, George.
I'm trying to recruit him.
You got an airplane? No, I
had
one, but I don't
know. But that's the plane I was talking to you about. Okay, I've got another thing I want to bring up. The plane that...
Is it holding back?
Right, okay. Remember the plane that Austin had up here?
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to do, and I was going to put this for the club today, was maybe purchase another plane to stick up there as a model. You know, like the one that he had. And I got a friend here that I work with, and his brother's got about 10 planes. Can I get David and Will?
Here he is.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Doozy or David. My brother,
he's got some planes and he's got them really cheap. And he's got some that's 5 foot, I think, across. Did you still have, Will?
About 5 or 6 foot.
Yeah. And what I want to do is put for y'all guys maybe purchase one of those. They're remote controlled, they're radio controlled. But what I thought about doing was buying one and maybe putting it up here like we had Austin's plane. And I don't know if you still have any yellow ones that's left.
I got one in the truck.
So,
where did you get it?
I thought it'd be nice. These are workable planes, and they're like about $100. So I was going to put it before y'all guys and see what y'all thought.
I hate to put it in, but if he's got about 10 planes. He used to be really into the RC stuff. He built just about all of them himself. And he's acquired quite a few, but he hadn't flown in about a year. He's just... want to get out of business there. He's got a whole room that's just set up just for building planes and stuff, and he's going to use that room for something else. So just more or less, we kind of just wondered if anybody knew anybody was interested in buying some. And like I say, he's just wanting to get out of business, so they're real cheap. And they're real nice planes. You can feel most of them all by hand.
I've got that CD in the truck out there.
I got pictures of them, if anybody would like to see pictures of them. Description of all of them.
He had one that was nearly 8 foot wingspan that I wanted really bad to put up there. It was a Piper cup.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
And it was yellow.
You just
sold
that.
Huh?
You just sold
that.
That's a little radio control plant.
Yes, sir. I don't know when exactly they meet. They meet once a month, I believe, too, and I was telling him about that. He needs to come out to that.
Yeah, that's right.
But I don't know what their schedule is. But I thought that'd be good to hang up there. So, do y'all think y'all be interested in something like that? For no more than what it costs?
Not for $100, I don't think.
Well, like Austin's costs a lot more
money. You don't have. Let's be careful right now. I'll be the devil's advocate.
Well, we're not. I didn't think it was that much.
Again, that is the way I thought. I'm talking now as a general member.
See, anything like that
no longer a treasure.
Yeah,
it could
hang.
Yeah.
Make
a
shelf
one.
Well.
Too bad you don't want a ship on lock. Give you a ship on.
A what plane?
A ship. I think you said a ship.
Oh, a ship? Did you say a ship?
I got a radio control tugboat that big.
Oh.
I make no plans. I have. I've got to do it now. I have no plans. So 50 years ago. You
Jim, did Don contact you about his Minimax project? Don Cookman? Don Cookman wants to get out of his Minimax project. Beautiful woodwork. He's ready for covering. He's already bought the engine. I think the redrive is on it. I believe he's got a prop. It needs instruments and covered, and the struts need to be made, and they're pretty simple. He wanted to know if anybody was would consider taking that on as a project here, and if we could, if it was possible for us to give him a receipt as of a donation of value or something, so he could declare it, not so much in a monumental sum of money, but as in some sort of a receipt. And I didn't know how to, I didn't understand really the rules of EAA or...
Are we a non-profit organization?
Yes, but we're not tax status.
So we can't give him a receipt?
No. Are we 503C? No. 501C3? No.
Well, let me ask a question. I thought that the monies that we gave were donations.
Down there,
the donations, that's it, but did not...
You can't deduct it on anything?
No, not if you're not 501c3, you can't. All the IRS stuff is in one book there. So when you get it, go over it. We do not qualify to give receipts for funds.
You can donate money to anything you want, and you can write it off up to certain limits.
I would like you to
donate in that state, fine, but us being in a position to accept anything and given it a monetary value for a tax write off.
If I'm not mistaken, it's not our determination that it would be valid or invalid for a tax write off. To give them a letter, to give a person a letter for something, all you're doing is a statement of fact, okay, that you're giving them.
You have to have an authorization from the IRS to do it. It's right in there in the file, so I'll let you read it.
Okay. What needs to be done is stuff that...
What I want to do, excuse me.
Start from scratch. I mean, part of what you've got here, you've got the work.
What I want to do is, I'm going to go ahead and close out the meeting if anybody doesn't have anything else they want to bring up so that... he can take this more business than he needs to take care of. And then what we can do is we can take a look at it and we'll bring that up as new business at the next meeting as what type of decision we're going to make on that. It's a chapter decision.
Okay. Well, listen, John bought the airplane in.
Well, we're going to look at it and everything. But it has to be a decision next time is what we're going to do with it.
And did we establish that we're going to follow Russell's next time, so everyone knows in advance
that
pick around and so forth.
You're talking about
his
challenge.
Bring $50
and
deport it to the next
time.
Or whatever.
Second
for
that motion.
I'll second that.
Second.
Yeah, that's
it.
Put
it in a minute.
Say it one more time now.
I make a motion that everybody that can afford it bring an extra $50 to the meeting next month.
Okay.
Thank you. A donation.
Absolutely.
You'll put that in the donation.
That's fine. Can't afford it. Bring them here.
Come on now.
Those that can't come next time, leave you $50 today.
Okay, here's the plane. He's got the wings over there.
He don't want it today. Al doesn't want it today. You don't want it today, do you?
What?
That $50.
No, I'm paying when I do.
Yeah.
How much did you have for that?
Radio and all
of
that? Yeah. Just got all the surveys and everything. Just fly ready.
Just put it together and take off.
He's got about 10.
Okay, Dwayne, you and I are going to have to get off in the corner. There's a number of things
he
here.
The RC Club meets out here, too, once a month, and I don't know what their schedule is.
If anybody knows anybody in that club that we can contact,
they come from either Tabor City or Whiteville. And only the Sharks will have their address.
Wait a minute. I know that. We didn't put the kitty out. Ask for kitty money.
Are we going to put the kitty out? Everybody got to make a donation this month? Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.